Good morning and welcome to our family carol service. Before, or should I say as we begin, there's a little feature coming up a little bit later on in the service. And as you came in, you may have seen what's on the screen now that was on the bottom of the screen. What I'm looking for in life is, complete the sentence and text it to that number.
No, I just want to speak to those who are 5 years old and under, all right? So if you're 5 years old and under, listen very carefully. You might have noticed there are balloons around the church. In fact, there are a dozen, 12 balloons around the church. Now, if you are five and under, could you take a grown-up with you and try and find one balloon? And with the balloon, you'll find a chocolate. Now, don't go yet. Don't go yet. Chaos. Chaos reigns. Do you know what? I'm really glad that at the last minute I decided to drop the live donkey. If you just keep it in your place for now, that'd be great. So if you want to go back to your place and look after the balloon for me in the meantime, that would be fantastic.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Several of you, thankfully, have responded to that message that was up there earlier. Complete the sentence for you. What I'm looking for in life is, and this is some of the answers we've received: peace, happiness. What I'm looking for in life is to share the true freedom of Jesus that I know is real. What I'm looking for in life is to feel complete in God and know his presence. What I'm looking for in life is to be proud of myself and to serve God. What I'm looking for in life is peace and happiness. Great answers. We'll come back to those a wee bit later. You might have noticed there's a telescope set up here, and that's all set up to look at a detail on one of the windows up there. And if Ray Durant would come forward, Ray's going to kind of look after this for us. He's going to be the telescope monitor. Well done, Ray. And the children, if they want to, just come out just as the service is going on. Just have a look through the telescope. Notice what you see. Don't actually touch it. You should be able to look through it without touching it. Notice what you see, because I'm going to ask you afterwards what it is you see through the telescope. Now, I asked some children to look after the balloons. I wonder if you've got a balloon, could you bring the balloon and a grown-up to the front? That would be great. Right up here. Because We celebrate someone's birthday at Christmas, don't we? And often we have balloons for birthdays. Come up here, don't we? We have balloons for birthdays, and this is Jesus' birthday. This is a manger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to put...
That's
the baby Jesus, that's right. So let's put our balloons round the table for baby Jesus, shall we? Some at the back here, maybe one or two at the back, that'd be good. Just before the children sit down, did any of you here look at through the telescope? Yeah, what did you see now?
King.
A king. Can you describe, how did you know he was a king?
He had a crown on his head.
Did you notice anything different or special about the crown? It probably wasn't easy to see it through the telescope, actually. Did anyone notice anything about the crown? Hang on a minute. Let's have a look. Yeah?
It had bits of red in.
Bits of red in. Now then. Yeah, thank you. I wonder if you would all go and sit down now. Yeah, weren't they great? Fantastic. Oh, can I have the balloons for the moment, please? If you just leave the balloons for now, you can come and collect them later. That'd be good. I think we've lost a few, but that's okay. So the children managed to find all the balloons, and most of them are there. Thanks very much for that. They looked through the telescope, and they saw Jesus on the throne. Let's see the photo. That's actually the detail that they saw. And you may just see it on there, but you see the gold crown? Well, intertwined in the gold crown is a crown of thorns. And that's... this is what we call Christ in glory. Christ in glory in heaven. And before he could be there, he had to suffer death on the cross and rise again. And before that, of course, he was born a human baby into an ordinary family. So they saw King Jesus. And we had those wonderful text messages just with various things people are looking for in life. Things like peace and happiness, to be proud of myself and serve God, to feel complete and to know God's presence, to be proud of myself and to serve God. We're looking for happiness, peace and happiness. And they're all great things. And I pray God will bless you with those things. God will give you what you're looking for. People are searching for all kinds of things in life, aren't they? Can anyone tell us what the wise men in the reading we had earlier in the service were looking for? What were the wise men looking for? Anyone tell us? Nobody? Yeah. Well done, Martha.
Baby Jesus.
They were looking for the baby Jesus. Well, actually, they were looking for a king, weren't they? And they weren't. And where did they go to look for the king? They went to the obvious place. They went to the capital city, Jerusalem. And that's the kind of place you'd expect to find kings and queens. But actually, they didn't find this king there, did they? They found this king in Bethlehem, in an ordinary home, in an ordinary family. And that's not where you'd expect to find a king. And people often find what they're looking for in life in the most unexpected place. And another thing people find is that they're not really looking for what they think they're looking for. Let me try and explain this. Say someone says to you, what I want in life, what I'm really looking to do, what I'm looking for is an Olympic gold medal. Well, actually, an Olympic gold medal is a great thing to win, but I would guess they're not actually looking for the medal itself. What they're really looking for is that sense of having done something great. That sense of being number one in the world. What they really want is to feel that amazing excitement and happiness they must feel. They're on that platform, being given that medal. And they must feel that for a long time afterwards. They want the satisfaction of being in the record books. So they don't really want the gold medal. What they're after is the things that are underneath or go with the gold medal. Or say someone says, well, what I want to do is settle down and marry and have a good, happy family life. Well, actually, what they're looking for might be contentment and happiness and some kind of peace. Or someone wants to be a big success in their career. Maybe they just want people to look at them and say, oh, aren't they clever? Aren't they wonderful? So maybe we should think for a moment, when we're thinking about what it is we're looking for in life, what it is we're really looking for. It might be something that comes with what we're looking for, if you like, because it may be that we're looking in the wrong place for what it is we really want. The thing we're looking for in life, we think will give our life meaning and purpose, that we believe will give us some kind of peace, that we think will give us contentment, might not actually give us those things after all. Does anyone remember those last words, those words of Billy Graham that were in that last clip? He quoted words from Jesus that were in that last clip. Anyone remember what they were? Very well-known words from Jesus. Anyone remember what was said? Matthew's got a smile on his face, so I'm going to pounce on him.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. He said, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And he's making a very big claim. He's saying, look, if you're looking for the way in life, if you want to know the way to find God, you need look no further than me, Jesus says. You will find God nowhere else but through me. If you want to know the way to live, the way of wisdom, the way of kindness, the way of love, then you'll find it in me. He said, I am the truth. And Jesus is saying, if you want to know the truth about God and what God is like, then you'll find that here in me. If you want to know, really know, the truth of God's amazing love for you, you personally, then you'll find that nowhere else but in me. And Jesus says, I am the life. And he's saying, if you want life in all its fullness, then you'll find that in me. If you want to know the resurrection life of God's new creation, you'll find it in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus. So is that really what you're looking for? Underneath all those other things you might be searching for in life, are these the things that you're really looking for? Are you really, actually, ask yourself, am I really looking for God? Is that who I'm looking for? Is it God? Is it God? Think about what you're looking for in life. Whatever it is, you'll find everything that is worthwhile here in the King, born not in a palace in a capital city, but in humble circumstances in a hick village to poor parents. You'll find it just where the wise men found what they were looking for. Perhaps all this is wondering, could it be true? Could what I'm really looking for in life be found in Jesus Christ? Someone who lived 2,000 years ago and whom some claim is still alive today. And if that's you, and you want to think about this more, there are two ways that you can do this. And I strongly recommend that you do both if you are able. The first is that I've got some DVDs that those clips with Billy Graham in it were taken from. And the DVD actually has three people telling their stories. Their stories about what they were looking for in life. One who was a rugby player, was looking for success on the rugby field. One who was a professional skateboarder. And the other who is a doctor. And each one describes their search in life. And I'm willing to give a copy of that DVD to anyone who will take the trouble to watch it. It lasts for just under 25 minutes. And you could find it life-changing. And the other thing you can do is sign up for the Alpha Course. The Alpha Course is a 7-week course that looks at the basics of the Christian faith, what Christians believe. It explores some of life's biggest questions. It starts here, actually in the read room in the hall, on Sunday afternoon on the 10th of January for 7 weeks. And there are forms on the table at the back of church if you want to join that course. So why not explore the possibility that what you're looking for in life is not to be found where you've been looking for so far, where you've been looking so far. It's to be found in Jesus Christ. Why not explore that possibility? The Archbishop of York said this on the Chris Evans show last week. And you know what? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He doesn't mean, I am the map, read me. I am the truth, speculate about me. I am the life, study me. He's saying to us, I am the way, walk me. I am the truth, know me. I am the life, live me. Just before we end our service, I'm going to ask one of the children to come forward. One of the children come forward. Someone who can read, and read what's on the label. There's a label here on this crib, isn't there? Nobody? Everyone? Oh, well done. Thank you. Ink there.
The best present I could give, love from God.
Oh, thank you very much. That's lovely.